I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Check it out, y'all. Just sing to the man, sing to the rap. Make you feel good, make you feel all right. One time, feel good, yeah, y'all. Bust the rounds in the place, y'all.
What a way to open things up. South Florida High School Sports.com radio show for a Tuesday evening. Welcome in, Larry Bluestein, up until 9 o'clock with you. What a great interview with Jim Morris. I have to share the love. They're playing on our sister station right now, and you could head over there and then check us out. But we're going to be here until 9 o'clock, and we have 8 guests to choose from, and it's going to be a really nice Tuesday, just like it always is, loaded with things to talk about. High school football, we're in the last official week of spring games because they were rained out last week and over the weekend are being played throughout this week. Tonight, Miami Northwestern is at Atlantic. Belen Jesuit was on top of Homestead. And the reason I bring that up because about 25 minutes from now, we're going to talk to head coach Eddie Delgado at Miami Belen Jesuit. As I said, until 9 o'clock this evening, the first hour, Coach Cody Edwards, defensive coordinator at Kaiser University, will join us about 7:45, rather. We'll talk about some of the camps up that way that the kids want to attend. Even from down South Florida, they go up to West Palm Beach. Coach Socha is doing an awesome job heading into their first season. As I said, at 7:30, Eddie Delgado, the head coach at Belen Jesuit, will talk about the program, what happened today, some expectations. They are the defending district champions. At 7:20, Corey Bender, who is always checking in with us and talking about some of the talent around the state, check out. He's with the Gators now. He's a publisher for Gators Territory. So we always get a lot of emails and a lot of on our Twitter account. South Florida High School Sports.com is our website where you'll find everything, including this evening's show. We'll tell you about that throughout the evening. But Corey will talk Florida Gators. But we like to kick things off. Miami Dolphins do so many great things in the community for the kids. The marquee events, obviously, the media day. But they get out in the community with a lot of the youngsters. I had an opportunity. They recently went to North Miami Beach and had a little camp and a little clinic, and it was great, and kids enjoyed themselves. And this evening we're going to talk to Rashauna Hobbs. She's the Dolphins Director of Youth Programs. And obviously during the summer, they are going to be busy, very busy throughout South Florida, not just in Miami, but they go all over. Spreading the great word of the program. And Rashauna joins us this evening. Rashauna, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much for having me. Excited to talk to you.
Yeah, I mean, you got a lot of great things. I had an opportunity to go over to your the football camp in North Miami Beach, and the kids just loved it, and it was first class, and went up to Douglas when the Dolphins were a big part of that day as well. And from a youth football standpoint, through the Junior Dolphins, which is just an outstanding organization, you have an opportunity to touch a lot of young lives and not just for football, but you have a lot of guest speakers and tell them. Talk about the program and some of the things that you got planned for the summer.
Sure. So we're super excited. Our program is really, really focused on helping kids and coaches and really parents, just providing resources to really help kids teach, learn, and play the game in a fun, safe environment. So we really try to bring football to kids. We really want them to have fun. We want them to learn new skills. We want them to make friends. So we try to focus on a program that does all of that at once. And our summer camp is the biggest program that we run. So we actually are running 5 camps this year. And this is the first year that we're running one at Hard Rock Stadium. So we're really excited for 4 days that kids can come down and do camp right on our ground, same field that the team is playing on. And so we'll do that. We also have 2 camps that happen out of our training facility. So if you're up in Broward or in Davie, there's a facility there, but this year we've also gone out and kind of hosted at some other sites. So we'll be down in Doral doing a camp, and then we're also up in Deerfield Beach. So we kind of, we're going to be all over South Florida, needless to say, for 5 weeks.
You know, Rashawna, when you talk about, you know, these, they're like development, they're, it's an introduction to some of the kids. You know, they haven't been around football, you know, at this level before, maybe just in the street. This way they learn a lot of fundamentals. They meet a lot of the, you know, I know that you guys bring out players, you know, when available to come out as well. And what a big thrill for the kids. Talk about the development and what goes on from a teaching standpoint. What you get them ready for? Are they ready for some of them, are they ready to play football, in the youth football when they maybe go through a few camps for the first time?
Yes, and that's the best thing about our programs is that we have a bunch of coaches on staff with us that really can focus on the development of the kids. So all of our camps are actually non-contact, which is great because whether a kid is just getting introduced to football and so he's playing flag, or whether they're already playing tackle, it's definitely a way for them to build their skills. So it's a way for them to come work on their footwork, work on their agility, work on catching, work on passing, like work on every aspect of their game. And like I said, we have coaches that work with us throughout the entire year. These coaches are local high school coaches, local youth coaches. They've worked with kids in other capacities. And our staff is really just second to none. They're really just a great team. And then on top of that, we've got alumni that come out. So our Dolphins alumni come and are part of the experience, and our players. So our players will come out. They'll do a couple hours with us. They'll teach the kids. They'll get in there. And the great thing about the Dolphins is that our players do truly care about the community. So when they come out to camp, they're really being a part of that experience. They're getting in there with drills. I mean, I feel bad for some of the guys sometimes because by the time they leave, they're like dripping in sweat. It looks like they've gone through a full Dolphins practice hanging out with us.
And they love it, though. I mean, and like you said, it's a very rewarding thing. I could see it, when we were up at up in Parkland when they did that Sunday for Douglas High School, and you had guys like Sam Young was there and working, showing the linemen, and yeah, you're right. It's a great thing for the kids too. And as I watched, and you see the parents, and see how the parents get involved, and it's a big thrill for them because I it's hard to explain, but I mean, here's the Dolphins that when people think of Miami Dolphins, I mean, professional football, some of the greatest athletes, and here they are right at your local youth, your youth football field, or in your case, going to be at Hard Rock Stadium. That's got to be such I know you've talked to parents, and I know you've talked to, the youth coaches and the high school coaches about it. How well is this received by them as well?
Oh, I mean, it's phenomenal. I think, parents leave our camp. We actually did, this year we did a spring break camp down in Miami Lakes, and some of the feedback we got from the parents was that no matter where their kid was, as far as talent, they felt like their kids left knowing something new and having a great time. And really, that's what we try to focus on. Like, it's not something that's super competitive, and we're saying that every kid has to win at the end of the day. This is something where we're saying, are you getting better? Are you meeting other kids? Are you, having a great experience? Are you creating these memories? And that's what's big for us is, our kids going to leave our camp saying, man, I had this great time at a Dolphins camp. I forever want to be a Dolphins fan because I got to spend time like learning from the players and getting to do this awesome opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, and I've watched it, and you talk to a lot of the, because in my business and being around high school and seeing a lot of the youth football, you get to know a lot of the parents and what they're thinking, and they love this. I mean, they love this opportunity. You know, when I was out at North Miami Beach talking to some of the parents that I know as well, because it gives them, not just to play around, but they're getting structure. And I think that that kind of lacks. I mean, because you could go play, on a slide and have a nice time. But if you're there to play football, you might as well learn. And you guys, and like you said, the coaches were out there like they were that was their last job. And that's what I always use, because I use that with Channing Crowder here, because when he works events, he does the same thing. I mean, it's got to be in you to be like that. But I mean, and from a parent to see that, or a coach, it's got to be awesome. Rashawna, I mean, as you you see a lot of the kids and a lot of the parents as well. What else are some of the things that you guys are involved in, and throughout the course of a year?
Yeah, so we actually, our Junior Dolphins platform does a ton of opportunities. So camps is just one element of what we do. We really focus, like we said, on the entire aspect of the game. So we actually held a coaches clinic this year in April on a Sunday following that UM spring game, and it was phenomenal. We had 615 coaches participate, and it was really our chance to educate coaches on youth football. And what was great about it is that we don't just focus on X's and O's. So coaches come out and they get some on-field and some classroom lessons on X's and O's. But then we also worked with great organizations like U Health, where we had some talks about just health and safety of play and returning to play after injury. So we had some team moms that were able to sit in on sessions like that. We also talk about motivational techniques. So we work with Positive Coaching Alliance, and they really talk about how to fill kids' emotional tanks and all of those intangible things that go along with playing the game. But on top of that coaching platform, we do a ton of work in the community. We donate equipment to high schools, and this year alone, we've already donated to Miramar High School and Hollywood Hills High School.
Nice.
And we go out, we surprise the team, we drop off cleats, we drop off gear, and then we donate much-needed football equipment and stuff to help them practice and really practice in safe conditions.
Wow.
So there's so much that we're doing. You know, it's really for us 365 days a year, keeping football relevant, keeping football safe, and really trying to unite the community of South Florida around the sport.
Rashawn, if they want to get in touch with you, maybe they have, you know, some questions about this, parents, kids, maybe somebody wants to donate equipment. You never know who has what, but how do they get in touch with you?
Sure. So they can always email us. They can go to youthprograms@dolphins.com, or they can check us out on our website. It's just dolphins.com /juniordolphins, and all of our information is up there. How to get in touch with us is up there. Anything they want to know about all of our programs, high school or youth, are up there. And we're just excited to really be continuing to connect to the community.
Good stuff. You guys do awesome. And Sydney Wade always puts us on to some really good things, and I thank her as well. Rashawna Hobbs, the Dolphins Director of Youth Programs and Junior Dolphins. Don't forget that. Rashawna, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Good stuff. Rashawna Hobbs, you know, I'll tell you what, you go over there and I've always said that. I mean, and even from the high school standpoint, when they hold that media day, what a great event. And it's August. Twan Russell already told us. Big show this evening up until 9 o'clock. In this hour, Coach Cody Edwards, defensive coordinator, Kaiser University. He'll talk to us about the spring and also the upcoming first year, as well as some of the camps that they'll be holding. I think that's coming up around the corner. Eddie Delgado, head coach from Miami Berlin Jesuit, will join us about 7:30. His team, from what Charles Fishbein told us, won today 21-7 over Homestead. And when we come back, Corey Bender, who is the publisher of Gator Territory.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.